At the state capitol, the Kentucky General Assembly is just more than one-third the way through the 2023 session. To date, more than 50 bills have passed out of committee, with a heavy emphasis on education and public safety. On Tuesday, the House Education Committee advanced House Bill 18. It would expand dual credit options for Kentucky high schoolers by giving freshmen and sophomores the opportunity to take courses that would also earn them college credits. The committee also passed House Bill 133, allowing students to use Kentucky Educational Excellence Scholarship, or KEYS, money toward certifications, not just formal degrees. Also in education, Senate Bill 107 would establish a new 7-member committee appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate to vet nominations to the State Board of Education and the appointment of state education commissioners. And on Wednesday, the House Judiciary advanced House Bill 3 aimed to revamp the state's troubled juvenile justice system. It would ensure that any juvenile charged with a violent offense receive an evaluation and detention hearing within 48 hours. The measure also seeks to reopen a detention center in Louisville. That measure now heads to the full House. The Senate Committee on Appropriations and Revenue approved a measure to create greater oversight of two Team Kentucky relief funds for victims of flooding and tornadoes to guard against receiving relief checks erroneously. Senate Bill 99 now heads to the full Senate. Lawmakers are scheduled to gavel back in on Tuesday the 21st for day 13 of the session, with deadlines to file new bills closing by midweek. With the legislative week in review at the state capitol, I'm Charles Baglin.